Mount Forest, a new art initiative is trying to make existing art spaces more accessible for residents and artists alike. Recently unveiled in an evening ceremony earlier this month, Hybrid Hair Salon and Detox Spa, HHDS, and gallery owner Erin Kears said she was inspired to create an outdoor art gallery in the alleyway on Main Street as a way to further brighten up Mount Forest after a visit from Your Town Rising earlier this year. Having opened an art gallery with her husband Chris above HHDS earlier this year, Kears said the new outdoor gallery is intended to help make the space more accessible, especially for one of its artists, John Ray, who uses a wheelchair and was never able to go upstairs and see his work in the indoor gallery. He can now be next to his piece, have a picture with it, be able to walk his friends through and be accessible and be proud of the fact that not only is he in the gallery, but he can access it and go by it every day if he wants, whereas before it did pose a challenge because our indoor gallery is upstairs, said Kears. It really is a hard effort. Debuting with 8 pieces, Kears said the gallery's sign was made using recycled materials while lights and other elements were provided using funding from the Mount Forest BIA. Located in a drive-through alleyway beside HHDS, Kears said one challenge for the group was ensuring all the art was streamlined and lit properly to avoid vandalism. A labor of love, Kears said she's hopeful the new gallery and other ongoing art projects will inspire other residents to take action around the community. I really do love my hometown, and I think if everybody showed their love for their town individually, it would have such a huge impact, said Kears. My motivation behind this is just to bring smiles to people's faces and bring color to the world. And if that's my legacy, what more could I possibly ask for? Now that the gallery is open, Kears said her next project will involve repainting an existing mural also located on Main Street. She also thanked artists Steve Wilshire, Carol Vair, June Turner, Sarah Johnnings, Tammy Johnnings, Debbie Kuhnert, Brad Andrews, John Ray, and HHDS co-owner and husband, Chris, for their ongoing support and work. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.